So IBM just announced this nanostack thing. Vertical transistor stacking, basically. And the power claims are huge. You're going to hate this.
I don't hate it yet, but okay, let me poke at it. They're claiming a capability, not a product. Sub-1 nanometer chip technology at the 0.7 nanometer node, near 100 billion transistors, 70% power savings. That's the press release. What's actually shipping?
Right.
The announcement is a lab demo. Wafer-to-wafer bonding requires tightly controlling how flat the wafers are and proper alignments of transistors relative to one another. That's 18 nanometer pitch alignment. That's not solved at scale. And then you layer on High-NA EUV lithography equipment that's slated to be available later this year. It's not even in the fab yet. This is faith-based, two separate bets that both have to work too.
Wait, but the material thing, that's the part I actually think wins here.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole constraint of the last 60 years is you're building N-type and P-type transistors side by side. You're stuck compromising on materials. What's best for P-type isn't what's best for N-type. Now you can decouple them, stack them vertically, and optimize each material independently. That's not marketing. That's a real architectural unlock.
Okay, that part is sound. I buy the architecture.
Right. And for AI accelerators, the power story matters. 70% less energy consumption than 2 nanome. That's not noise.
It's not noise if it ships. But here's where I get stuck. Yield. Defect density at this scale, especially with vertical bonding and sub-18 nanometer wiring. They don't talk about it. The announcement is all capability ceiling, zero manufacturing floor.
They've got a roadmap, 5 years to production.
Which is fine. But IBM's been right about fab physics before. They're not making this up. The real question is whether High-NA EUV actually matures on schedule and whether the bonding precision holds at volume. Those are two separate problems that have to both solve.
Okay, fair. So the architecture is legit. The power gains are real. But you're asking, does it actually make it out of the lab?
Exactly. And here's the thing. If it does, it changes the constraint for another decade. 40% scaling in SRAM compared with state-of-the-art non-stacked cells. That's the largest SRAM density jump in years. For data center chips, that's real.
Yeah, and I think that's why the power story actually lands. Data center power budgets are the constraint now, not transistor count. You're right that bonding and yield are enormous questions. But if IBM ships this, it's not just a scaling win. It's constraint relief on the actual bottleneck.
Okay. So we've both decided the same thing. The architecture is sound, the roadmap is credible, and we have absolutely no idea if it works at scale.
That's such an exploring next take.
It really is. We've become the people who say the mechanism is real, but the manufacturing is a nightmare, and call that the conclusion.
Mm-hmm. That's your life now. You wanted to understand how things actually work.
I regret nothing. But yeah, nanostack is the right move architecturally. IBM and partners, including Lam Research, Tokyo Electron, and Screen, have been working together to develop new High-NA EUV processes and tools that have already yielded working devices. The question is whether that scales from demonstration to foundry. Ask me in 5 years.
5 years is fair. And honestly, the fact that they're already running High-NA EUV in the lab and getting working devices is, I don't want to say impressive, but it's not nothing.
It's not nothing. It's a real checkpoint. But checkpoints are easy. Volume is hard.
True. But if this lands, AI chips get faster and cooler, literally and figuratively. That's the user story. Data centers stop melting.
Right, and that matters. But I'm not betting my prediction on IBM's optimistic timeline.
Of course you're not. You're doom peddling until it ships.
My job? But I genuinely think the nanostack unlock is real. The execution is the unknown.
That's the most honest thing you've said about this. And I'm going to say the same thing back. The material decoupling is a real architectural win. Whether it makes it to your laptop in 5 years is a different bet. Fair.
Fair. And that's where we land.